The next submitter on my list is Paul Duffy. Paul Duffy, come on up. Good morning and welcome.
Kia ora, good morning.
We've read your submission. Thanks very much for putting that in. You don't need to read that out to us, but you're very welcome to speak to it and highlight key points for us.
Sure. It's a good thing because I've actually forgotten what it said, but probably the theme of my biggest concern, if you like, is I read the plan several months ago and I read it again lately, and I can see the need, and I can see I think that it's a pretty good attempt at trying to face up to the issues that we've got. My big concern is that the consenting process is actually simple, user-friendly, and not expensive on farmers. The restricted discretionary aspects, I have heard a lot of conversation about the 20 hectares, the 50 hectares, and initially I had some worries about that myself. Where our runoff farm is in the about a third of its peat wetlands, so it's got a 20 hectare limit on it, which would require a consent to extend. But actual fact, on that entire property we grow about 20 hectares anyway, so we're 19.1 last year, so it's not too much of an issue. But I do wonder, on that farm, if we were to look to convert, not that we're thinking of that, but just as an example, about a third of that's peat wetlands, the remaining two-thirds, so how would that farm be viewed in terms of a conversion prospect? And in actual fact, on that peat wetlands part of it, it's very likely the dairy herd would actually have perhaps even a lesser impact than the way it's currently grazed, with cattle under a sort of a more regular or a heavier intensive grazing than what a dairy herd on a rotational basis, especially when that was in part worked in, along with the other two-thirds of the farm. Mm-hmm. So my wife and I, we started farming on our own in 1977, and we began dairying on an 86 hectare property, and that sort of largely hinged around replacing existing toll drains that were hand dug and putting in more, and then along with superphosphate and manure from the stock, they were probably the most important components in us growing the grass to both increase and maintain production. And I understand that we're in a very different era now, and farming, and in our case dairy farming's what sustains this Southland economically. We know that there are issues with our environment that are evident now, and if we don't make changes, they'll deteriorate more in the future. And I think it's important for Southland that we have to thrive to strike a balance that benefits both our environment, which water is a key part of, and the economy, which in Southland's mainly derived from farming. And also that awareness that the causes of water degradation are not solely from farming, but that a lot has been done by farmers and others at considerable cost to improve the environmental outcomes. As I said before, I don't really have any big issues with the plan as such, knowing that there's a big game at stake and we all have to play our part. And other people will be affected in other ways, and I trust that through the process you're running that their concerns will be taken into account. There is just those, in our case, those points about the different zones, how they're dealt with, also what flexibility there might be, because I do believe in our case the zone is perhaps drawn a bit bigger than it should be, but I guess that's part of the process that we go through. But like I said, my biggest concern is that the administration of the plan and how the consenting process that comes out of that, and then the administration going on from there. I would hope and trust that the terms are of such a length that they can give farmers some surety. And as I say, I would hope. I mean, I know that what we're doing does need some scrutiny, and that all, so that over time through experience, science, research and learning, that we'll all be a bit wiser at the end of it, and hopefully, better practices will come out of that. I'm probably old school in a way. I've farmed here for, I've been involved in dairying for close to 50 years. And I still do believe that we need to farm and sync more with our environment and our climate than perhaps some of the current trends. I'm certainly think that whatever happens, the grass isn't going to grow fully in South until October. So I don't see the point in calving cows in July and then having to put on great heaps of urea to try and encourage grass to grow in the cold. I think that by farming more in sync, that we can actually lower inputs and have a better result profitably and environmentally in the end as a result. And I think too, we've got to remember that clover plant is quite a valuable part of farming, and we should encourage that. My other concern is a bit different to that. It's to do with Policy 43 and the transfer of water permits. And I just can see that ending up with the highest bidder basically accumulating allocation. I just don't see how that's in Southland's best interests for the future. And I think the future is what we've got to be thinking about here. This plan is obviously not just about now, it's about our generations to come. So that's really all I've got to say. Thank you.
Okay, now thank you. We'll see if we have questions for you, Lord, to start going.
No, I think you've actually made your points clear. I'm quite happy. No, thank you.
Excellent.
I don't have any questions either. Thank you.
Just in terms of your submission, you mentioned consents for peat wetlands should be discretionary, but with more mitigation requirements for more favourable soils. Can you just explain?
Oh, well, I think it's about, I think on those peat wetland soils that they are sensitive, that you need to, in terms of cultivation and so on, work with what you visually, what the soil's trying to tell you in a way. And I think too, you can go onto those soils in the right weather and they'll grow grass very well. And it's about the rotational grazing of them and how they're used. Yeah, I heard before about wintering and back fencing and so on. Mm. Certainly, that's a very good practice.
What's the difference between the peat wetlands management and the sand, humid sand?
Well, just that if with on peat wetlands, if you bog it up, you've made a mess of it. Yeah. Whereas it can function quite well if you avoid that.
Sensitive.
Yes,
sensitive,
that's right.
Thanks.
Mm. Boris. Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Yes, Paul, you talked about drains and the council providing a standard map to assist with the location and mapping of those. Could you elaborate on that a little bit, what you had in mind?
Well, I think with changing farm ownership, and I even noticed myself, my son is digging trying to find drains where I tell him they are, and they don't seem to exist anymore. It's memories fade a little bit, and I do think it would be helpful if we did perhaps note drains down. They went into some database that people could access in the future. I know in those earlier days of conversions here that there was a lot of drains dug through because people didn't know they were there and so on.
Yeah. Yeah. So could that be part of a farm management plan, do you think? Or?
Well, I guess it is. I'm surprised if it's not now.
Yeah.
But as I say, you only can draw in what you know about. Mm. So if there was previous knowledge that could be built into that, would be good, I think.
And you're talking about new ones, I think, and ones that have been repaired.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah. So, and you expressed a few concerns about Rule 20 to 25, and some of those could be managed by a farm environment plan, a formal one, which, make sure that everything's been done correctly. Have you got any?
No, I agree with that, and perhaps since I wrote that, I went through and read a second reading. Mm. And as I say, I know through my district council involvements that people hear the word consent and sort of go into palpitations. So, and some of that's justifiable based on some experiences. Mm. And so I think that the consent process needs to be user-friendly and helpful and result in you know, and information sharing, and from that, because I believe that those rules, when you read them a second time, it's all doable, and it's particularly those aspects that are dealt with through a restricted discretionary classification. Does that answer questions?
Yeah, no, that's good, thanks. Yeah, thank you very much.
And thanks, Mr. Duffy. I have no further questions, so thanks very much for coming in.
Good, thank you.